So now we're going to do in the laws of davening, Hilchas Tefillah, we're chapter 90, but we're doing now subsection 18, Yudches, Simon, Sif Yudches. Yikva mokim litfilosei shelo yishanehu. He says a person should set a place where he davens, so not to change it. Im loy litzoydach god, unless there would be a great need, but you should stick to your place. Anyone who does set a place for his davening, Elikei Avraham Be'ezrei, the God of Avraham is in his help, is his support. Interesting, this week's parsha, today we just read it. We find by Avraham, Shekova Mokoim Litfilosei, he set a place for his davening. Why? Because we learned in yesterday's parsha, and I believe it's in Revi, Shenemar. Like it says in the pasuk, maybe shlishi. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Vayashkim Avraham baboiker el hamokoyim asher omad sham chulu." This is in the pasuk is in Perik Yutes and Breishis pasuk Chav Zayin. It says that he went back in the morning. He got up to the place that he originally davened. So first, when he davened for Sodom, he was over there in that spot. And afterwards, it says again that he went up after the stone was turned over and the destruction over there. So he went up, but he went to the place that he was there before. Why did he have to go to the place? Because he had a set place to daven, so he went back over there. It isn't sufficient just to set up for yourself one shul in which you daven, to say, well, this is my shul, but within the shul that he is regular, which he said, he needs to have a set spot within the shul. As long, any time it is within four amas, Choshu Mokoim Echod, that would be considered a place, the same place. Yevsher Litzamtzim, you cannot be so precise in the place. The Gam Kshe Mispalel Bebeisoy, also when a person davens at home, Yikva Loi Mokoim, he should set a place, Shelo Yival Veluhu Bnei Habayi, so that the family members don't disrupt him, don't get him distracted. Sif Yutes, subsection 19, yes?
In the year saying
your
site, you purposely move your seat.
Yeah, that's brought down on Shulchan Aruch, yeah. See if you test, but today in the shul, sometimes you gotta buy your seat for Yantav and then you keep your seat. See if you test, La'olam yikonis odom shir beis psochim lebeis haknesses. A person should always enter the amount of two entrances. We'll see in a minute exactly what two entrances mean in a minute. But you go in first two entrances, and then you daven the amount of two entrances. Because the verse states, this is a verse in Mishlei Perik Ches Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lishmer Mezuzos Pesachai, to guard the posts of my entrances. So there's a plural over here. So Yesh Mefarshim, there are some that interpret that shir beis psochim, the amount of two entrances, the hainu roichav ches tefachim, that would mean the width of eight tefachim. Yikones lifnim, you should enter inside. I guess each entrance is considered a four tefachim, so double, yeah, double of it is eight tefachim, so that's the amount you should go inside. Shlo yeshev eitzel ha-pesach, you should not be sitting next to the entrance. Lifishenida olav kimasu ikuv beis haknesses, because then it appears to him as a load having to stay back in the shul. Oh, when can I get out? You're staying by the door waiting to leave. So that's no good. V'yiyah mezumen samuch le-pesach lotzei, so that he should be ready right by the door, can leave right away. So that is one interpretation. So according to that interpretation, nowadays, it says each one knows their place. So you have a spot. If you have a designated special place, your designated place by the door, ein bekach klum, then it doesn't matter. Shadover yudeya yadua sheni yeshu shamelo derech kviz, because it is a known matter that you are not sitting there, but in a way of a set. In other words, you're not running away, but you're sitting there. That's your permanent place. Everybody knows that's your place, and therefore it doesn't appear like you're trying to leave. But that's the one commentary. But the Ashma Farshim, other explain Hatam, Vipnesha Mabit Luchutz. The reason is because you'll be looking outside. You're next to the door in the back looking outside. The Eina Yochel Kavan, you cannot have Kavona. Ulfizeh, Im Eina Pesuach L'Rishus Arabim. According to this, if it's not open to a public place, if there's a backyard, there's nobody there. And bekach kolum doesn't matter. So of course it goes to tell us why people are sitting next to the window and looking out on the cars and everything else. That wouldn't be proper, right? The yesh mefarshim. Other again explain shelo yimahir lihispalil miyad kshayichnas. That what it means here, you have to wait. You have to be the amount of two doors is not talking about physical space, but rather it's talking about time space. You have to take the time. Don't start to daven as soon as you enter. Elo yishem, but you need to delay. What it takes to go two entrances, da'inu ches tefachim, which is eight tefachim. Slow down. V'nochin lochush l'chol apirushim. It's proper to worry about all the interpretations, which means don't wait, delay, and don't choose one of the other, all of them, and don't look outside what's going on, and also not to stand in the back of the shul unless you have a set seat over there, but otherwise it would be. V'yesh aimrim, but there's a further another pesha mispalel tzorich likones lifni mibeis delosis. Some people say one who davens needs to actually physically enter two doors. So you must have like a foyer before getting into the shul. Shenemar lishkoit al dai soisai, because the verse states in this is in Mishlei Ches Pasuk Lamed Dalad. So over there it says it's the same pasuk as before, but before it says lishmer mezuzas pechay. There's also says lishkoit al dai soisai, to be diligent by my doors. So there's a plural for doors. That's why it's a tradition to make a foyer before the shul. So you don't go in. Yeah, unless you go into the back door. So they make a foyer. So in that way, you're going to go into two doors before you enter into the shul. Sivchof. Subsection 20. Let's see, maybe we might be able to finish the thing. We have a couple of them. Let's do it quickly. Let's see what time is now. Okay, we have a few moments. Okay. Sivcha, amispalel yudches, one who davens the Amida, tzorich shelo yehei dover choytzitz beinoy lebein hakir. You need to have nothing interrupting between you and the wall. So you should be right by the wall. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshaya Perik Lamed Ches Pasuk Beis, over there the verse says Vayisef Chizkiyo Ponov Elakir Vayispalel. He turned his face, Chizkiyo, he was praying to Hashem to heal him from his sickness, so it says he turned his face to the wall, so and he davened that way. So that's considered a something that you should face the wall. Now what happens V'dovor Kavua, but something which is set, Kigoin Aren, like the Aren, the Ark, or the Teva, or the box, the Stender, the Amud. So Einam Choytzitzim, that does not mean an interruption because there's permanent over there. The Chain, that's like extension of the wall. That's fine. The Chain Mitos Shelonu, and also our beds, Hasuim Lishkiva, which are meant for lying down, or that would be the equivalent of benches, like big benches. And they're not usual to move them from place to place. Nikras dover kavua, that would be called a permanent. The einon choytzitzos, and they would not interrupt. So now he gives you another interpretation of what would be an interruption. Ve'enei choytzitz ala dover godel shegova yutfachim ve'roch be'dal tfachim adal tfachim. The only thing that would be considered interruption would be something which is 10 tfachim high. Okay,
like these plants, maybe?
If they 10 tfachim high. And 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Like a chair would not be high enough to be considered as an interruption. Aval dover cotton, but something which is small, and a chavshir hefsek be noy likir, is not considered an interruption between you and the wall. The chol dover shu tzedech hatfila, and also in addition, anything which is a need for the davening, afilu godl harbe, even if it's very large, but it's the nes of davening, ain't a chavshir hefsek, not considered an interruption. Kegoin ashulchan shebebayis, for example, you have a table in the house. Shemanichim halov asider, you put on it the sitter. So that's not called the interruption because you use it for the sitter, for davening. V'lochein nogu b'beis haknesses, that's why the tradition is in the shuls. Sheyesh lifnei kol echad shulchan katan shekoyrim shtender, that each person has a small table in front of him which is called a shtender. Shemanichim halov asidurim, that you place the sitter. Afal pi shegvoy yud v'rachav dalet. Now those shtenders are not like chairs. They are high 10 tfachim and they are wide 4. So he says, "V'cholze l'mitzvah min amufchar." This that we're saying that you should have nothing interruption is to do the mitzvah in the most perfect, the choicest ways. Avliim I afshar bekalus liispal b'tzibur. But if it's not easy to make a minyan, to daven a minyan, beinyan shelo yedover shegavah yud v'rochiv dalat choitzes, in a way that it shouldn't have something high 10 and wide 4 interrupting benoy lebein akir, between you and between him and the wall. So it's going to be like a trouble. Like sometimes you're davening 10 people, you're davening in a room. Now you're going to have people behind people. Not everybody can face the wall. You can't stay. Each person cannot have a wall space to daven in front of the wall. That should not prevent one person from the davening because of this. Ki ein baze isur, there's no prohibition. When you need to do this because the place is squeezed, it's not enough space. So I guess I don't know why in a shul, if a shtender is okay because you use it for davening, so why is another person not okay because you need it for the minyan or Brev Hamad Melech? But it seems to say over here just that and each person cannot stand. No, he's not talking about people here. We'll see in a minute. That's my mistake. Over here, basically, he's talking about, let's say you come to a mourner's house and they have things in the front of you. You can't change it around. You're in a room and there is no way that you can stand. Also, maybe everybody cannot find a spot without a chatzitza.
Chatzitza is
an interruption.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to see soon about people are not considered an interruption, or maybe yes, we're going to see in a minute. But over the free, right now, what we're talking about in this, we're talking about plants, or there's other things in the house, and then you can't move it around easily. You can go ahead and daven over there. Don't stop and daven. Can be aim as a isur, because there's no prohibition if you need tzedekimok or mekomokim yet. Yatzim einov, you should close your eyes, or you spalm techa sidur, or daven from the sidur. Beloy yabet lechutz, not to look outside, because if there's something in front of you, it's considered to be a distraction. So daven, either close your eyes or daven from the sidur. So that he will not come to doing away with his kavana through the item which is dropped in front of him. Sif Chafalov, Bali Chayim Choytzitzim, livestock, animals, things like that would be considered an interruption. But the Adam ain't a choytzitz, but a person is not considered to be an interruption. Because it's the same type. One type does not interrupt for its own type. For a person, another person is not an interruption. Yesh Misha Imer, there are those that says those that, there's one, there's some that say sheyesh lizor milispal achuri shum adam, that one should be careful not to daven behind any person. But toiv lochush lidvarav, it's best to worry and take their words into consideration. Avul min hadin ein isur, but strictly from the law, there is no prohibition. Elo b'achoyde rabbi, you just cannot pray behind your teacher, your rav. But any other person is not really a halachic problem. K'meshi yisboir lekamon, as will be explained later on. In where is this lekamon? In Sif Chav Gimel, in subsection 23. Okay, subsection Chav Beis. Begodim hametsuyorim shetoylim bebeis haknesses lenoi. You have these garments that have designs on them, and you hang them in the shul for beauty. Afo pishim eradin ein bem mishum chatzitza. Although halachically there is no chatzitza, they don't qualify. They don't make an interruption. Ein nachon lispalel connect them. It's not proper to daven opposite them, kidei shelo yemabit b'tziyurim, so you should not be looking at the shapes, at the pictures, at the designs, at the v'lo yikabim b'tfilos, and then you won't be able to have kavanah in your prayer. V'im yikra lo yispal negdom, if it happens that you're davening next to them, yatzim einov, you should close your eyes. Over here he doesn't say about davening from the sitter, but he says, in other words, don't start looking around, close your eyes. V'gam, maybe just a regular interruption, this is harder, even from the sitter maybe you can see, so maybe just looking at the sitter is not enough in this case, because it's too attractive, maybe even with the sitter, I'm not sure. But maybe he's just quoting from the previous source over there, which brings that down. Sometimes they shape the actual wall, it's not that you hang hanging on the wall, but you actually shape in the... You paint and you design the walls of the shul. It's proper not to make those shapes, those designs that face the person. So maybe you put it on the sides, and especially when you go in some of the old shuls, you see there used to be a big thing about making all kinds of beautiful, intricate designs, and and stenciled walls, and it would be very, very different. And they have all kinds of pictures. I remember in the old shuls I used to go to, used to be like a whole art show over there in the shul. Yeah. Hello. So, but he says they should place them lemaile mekoymas ish, should be higher than the height of the person. You don't see it, should be above higher. You know, provided it's a real tall, you have a place to put it there. So he says, it's also not proper to make shapes or pictures within the books that you read, that you use. The sitters don't make designs in them, so that your kavona should not be wasted. But if you have garments in which there is designed on them prayers on the garments, afilu leishav aleim bebeis haknesses osur, so you're not even permitted to sit on them in the shul. Not only not allowed to hang them, you can't even sit on them. But tzorich leitziyim, I guess they're used as cushions or other things. But tzorich leitziyim bebeis haknesses, and you need to take them out in the shul. Kedei shelo yishor lo shum dover bebeis haknesses. He's talking about actually. This is talking about goyisha prayers or things like that have goyisha designs on it. Even though it doesn't say so clearly, I'm surprised. It says v'tzorich lo yitzim beis haknesses. We need to take it out of the shul. Kadesh lo yishor lonu shum dover beis haknesses, so that there should be nothing left in the shul. Why should we leave in our shul davar shu mukhon muzuman litfilosom, something which is prepared and ready for their prayers? But it doesn't say them. Oh, it doesn't say it's not divrei tfilos, it's divrei tiflos. Another word, my mistake again. Tiflos means non-Jewish religions, secondary and non-correct, not the main, not not real, just imaginary. I mean, it refers to, it's an expression of the non-Jewish, you're not allowed to have them even in the shul. That Avos Shalom Beis HaKnesses, but if it's not in the shul, Afilu Mitzur Aleim Tzuras HaAsudim, even it has shapes that are prohibited, like Meshikosim Yeridei Sim Kuf Mafalef. Over there in Yeridei, is section 141, he tells you what's prohibited shapes. Yesh Lam Takona Yidei Bittel. You can fix it by nullifying it, by disregarding it. Meshikosim Yeridei Sim Kuf Lamates, and the Kuf Mem Vav tells you over there. There's no one. Sorry. You could. You could. But in the shul, we don't need those kind of things. We don't want those in the shul. Okay, we have three more small sections here. Let's finish up. So, subsection Chav Gimel 23. Lo yispalu b'tzad rabbi v'lo yachuri rabbi. Don't daven next on the side of your teacher or in the back of your teacher. Ad she yarchik dalot amis. Until you are four amis away. Mipnei shekshayimit b'tfila b'tzad rabbi. When you are standing praying on the side of your teacher, Maris Atzma, you show yourself Kilaim Shavim, as if you're equal, you're standing right next to your rabbi. Vachore Rabbi Gamkin Yudahu, and standing behind your back of your teacher is also an arrogance. The Koshkin Shalay Yufaspala Lafono Vachor Rabbi, it goes without saying for sure, you should not daven in front of your teacher and your back should be to your teacher. Unless you are four amas away, then it's a separate rishus. Yesh emrim, and some that say shekol zek shemispalim biyochid, that this would only apply when you're davening individually. Abu beveis haknesses, but in the shul, im kachu say der yeshivos. If this is the order in which you sit, this is the seating arrangement. Ein lochus shemispalim lefonu v'lachur. You don't have to worry if davening in front or behind. Although it's better to be more stringent, and then the custom is to be lenient. Minimally, you still need to be careful that you should distance yourself from behind your teacher so that your teacher can take the three steps backwards. So that he shouldn't need to wait for him, that he needs to finish first before his teacher and he can't go back. Then it turns out that you're causing a trouble and a delay to your teacher. If he's a student, but he's also a friend, you know, then it's permissible. Avolifnei rabbi, but in front of your teacher, asur afilu b'talmid chaver. Over there, it's prohibited. Even the prohibition would be even if you're a student friend. Meaning, also, aladachshin is bayer only in the way it's explained. If it's a set seating over there, or it's outside of Dalet Amos, you know, then it would be okay. Sivchav dalet. In any spot which you do not read the Shema, you can also not pray there. Do the Amida there. Just like one has to deal himself if there is tzoya, excrement, if there is meraglayim, urine, reichra, or a bad smell, minames of a dead person, and from seeing covered areas in the body, likriya shema, that you gotta distance of a shema, kach marchikin litfilo, the same thing is you gotta distance of a prayer. Final subsection, chav hei, 25, haya imed bitfilo, you were standing in the middle of the midi, vihishtin tinek bubeit sakness, and then a child in the shul urined on the floor or whatever. You stop. You wait. Be quiet. Don't continue until they bring water to pour on it, to dissolve it. Or go in front. That the meraglaim will be behind you for amas. Or you go to the side. If it's not possible in front, and there's no place to go to the front, or go out of the shul and finish your prayer, Yamida there. Even though you're in the middle of the Amida, you can't move, but you can't daven over there. So you move, there's no choice. It is actually best to go another place rather than keeping quiet. Kishama Yisha, Kedei Ligmar Eskulu, because that way you might have to wait till it takes you to finish the entire prayer. And if you wait that long, then you have to start with Yistarach Lachzor L'Roish, then you have to start again. It turns out that he would cause himself to make a blessing which is necessary because he already started the blessing, but then he stops it because he has to move now, he has to wait. And then he'll have to do it again, so he's causing himself to make an extra blessing. So it's best to just leave the place, and then you will be able to...
The smell would be distracting, too, if you stay there.
Yeah. Over here he's talking about, because it's not, I mean, he gives you this example, but I guess because this may be a common example, whatever.